Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, Furby. I bought a Furby as a nostalgic joke. Joke's on me. Day one, adorable. Giggles, wiggles its ears, says, me love you. Day three, woke me up at 3 a.m. whispering in Furbish. I think it summoned something. Day five, I'm starting to ask it for life advice. Day seven, it blinked at me like it knew. I blinked back. We've reached an understanding. I fear it. I love it. Five stars, Aaron M. Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, in anticipation of the coronation of King Charles III. Australia is a Commonwealth country. So is New Zealand. And the legend of Australia says that people from the British Isles traveled there at great risk. Some were deported because they were seen as lawbreakers. Others went in a sense of adventure. And all these centuries later, we're looking at the coronation of a king to be celebrated via television on a very comfortable Saturday evening. But, Scott, a very good day to you. I have long read, I've never visited your wonderful continent, but I have long read that there is a minority, a strong minority in Australia called the Republicans, not for the GOP of the US, but for those who would move Australia from a monarchy-dominated story of history to a republic similar, I suppose, to the United States. Have the Republicans spoken up in any fashion as this long run-up to the coronation is underway? Are they in planning any demonstration against the monarchy in these next days or weeks? Good evening to you.
G'day, John. Yeah, there has been a bit of talk from the Republican movement here in Australia, and it's the question of why is our Prime Minister attending the coronation? And that's because the Labor Party has previously tried to work a bit of magic and turn Australia from monarchy to being a republic. But the Prime Minister has turned around and said, look, this is a mark of respect. We are a nation that is monarchistic. So as a mark of respect, he is attending. But he has not ruled out a future referendum for Australia to become a republic, drop the Commonwealth. It is quite contentious. We've tried it before. The referendum failed. Because there is still quite a strong support for the monarchy here in Australia. And that'll be exemplified this Saturday night, our time. It'll be Saturday morning, your time in America, when the coronation goes ahead. It is very supported, and it's still something that we talk about as a nation of monarchists.
Checking on New Zealand, is it a monarchist land? Or does it have a Republican movement as well?
Not sure how strong the Republican movement in New Zealand really is. There is a support for a republic in New Zealand. But once again, we've got this strong overriding sensation of a tradition, a nation that's proud to be supporting the monarchy. And that goes for Australia and New Zealand together. We're pretty much hand in hand in that, John.
Let's look at your economy. We're troubled here. We have bank problems. We certainly have doubts about the markets ahead because of the word recession. What is the opinion of the commentators in Australia? Are you in recession, or is your jobless rate climbing?
We have been lucky. Our jobless rate, for some reason, seems to be pretty much stable, 3.5%, which is below the forecast of a higher unemployment rate. But what we are seeing, and we're being told, no, Australia will have tough times, but we won't have a recession. Well, I think there's a technicality in that. We may not have an economic recession like all great nations like the United States, but we are facing what appears to be a retail recession. We've seen interest rates go up, our mortgages have been inflated, we've seen the price at the pump, we've seen just groceries going up. People have stopped using their money elsewhere. And so what may be a wonderful $50 dress for a lady or something that a bloke, a guy may be interested in buying is not happening. So we're not spending our money, and it is impacting retail. So the thought process is by our commentators, sure, we may escape an economic recession, but we will probably go through a retail recession because people are not spending. And we've already seen a lot of retail businesses shut down. Just in the past week, we're seeing more and more of it, John. So this may be a real concern here in Australia.
Back to New Zealand. You know I'm keen on New Zealand news because it's so far away and very exotic, and it's been part of the political story of the Five Eyes for some time because there's a strong pacifist trend in New Zealand, especially anti-nuke, and that spills over into Australia. But it's the 21st century. It's a new day. What hasn't changed is the Ring of Fire. What is that, and what does it mean to New Zealand and Australia?
The Ring of Fire, it's where we map the issues with earthquakes and where the volcanoes are and where the earth seems to be shifting so far underwater. New Zealand has a very big staging area for the so-called Ring of Fire, John. We most recently had an earthquake, 7.3 on the Richter scale. It was a big one. So far, we've had a few of those. They've been offshore from New Zealand. We've been fortunate. There's no tsunami threat. Because it's so far offshore, there's been very minimal damage being reported, although those quakes are being felt across mainly the northern parts of New Zealand. However, there have been so many of them, and that's got the scientists worried. They're monitoring to see what's happening. Multiple tremors have been felt for the past few weeks, but the scientists say they can't say what's happening. They're researching it. They don't know why there have been so many tremors being felt, but it is concerning. So it's something that they need to continue monitoring, and perhaps it's a sign we're going to see more of these earthquakes, for our region, but elsewhere as well.
Do you ever feel anything in Brisbane on the east coast of Australia?
No, we're too far away from New Zealand to be feeling those tremors, even the big ones. We seem to miss out. Although we have had isolated tremors, not related to the Ring of Fire, on the Gold Coast where I live, it's not unusual to feel a bit of a rattle. It will only last a second or two. I went through a 5.8 Richter scale earthquake on the Sunshine Coast, which is just north of Brisbane. Gold Coast is south, Sunshine Coast is north. It was a big one. It lasted about 30 seconds, and it was tremendous. We don't normally get earthquakes of that magnitude in the area, so there is something definitely happening as far as earthquakes.
Final matter. You tell me that in Indonesia is a popular place for Australians to vacation, and there is news that New Zealand has issued a good tourist guidebook for misbehaving Australians. This is a puzzle. These misbehaving Australians, are they normal wandering around misbehaving on vacation people, or are they doing something illicit? I can't tell. You know, Indonesia is very sensitive about drugs. You know this. We have about a minute.
John, as you know, Australia, we love to have a drink. We like to have a beer. A lot of our women like to walk around in bikini clothes. Well, it's gotten so much. It's a big habit for Australians to visit Indonesia and do that Indonesia has now introduced a good tourist guidebook for misbehaving Australians. We're not talking about the drugs. We're not talking about anything else illicit. It's just that they want to see people dress up a little better than we have been. And maybe if we're going to have a drink, not so much in public. It's not something that the Indonesians will allow for much longer. Yeah, we are a boozy bunch, but we like to have a good time. Indonesia says, have a good time, but yeah, okay, let's wind back the clock a little bit, be a little bit moderate in that and respect the nation.
Scott Maiman, CBS News, Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. I'm John Batchelor.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine. You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.